Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the early morning edition of the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that we are kicking off the morning praying unto God. And as I was getting ready to come on the show, God says, tell my people that I'm preparing for something greater. Say to yourself, I am preparing for something greater. Amen. And we have to believe and we have to depend on God because we trust him. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for tuning in. And for those of you who are still asleep and who will listen later, bless your hearts. Thank you so much as well. And as I said before, on this morning, we are praying unto God because we serve a mighty and powerful God. There are many things going on. There are many people who are sad. There are many people who are happy. There are many people who are going through the storm. Some people are coming out of the storms. Some people are getting ready to go into a storm. But we serve a true and living God, and I know that God is able to do everything but fail. And so I'm praying not only for all of the listeners who are on the line and my co-host as well, but I'm praying for each and every person all over this land and country. Amen. But there is a spirit that needs to be uplifted. There are spirits that needs to be uplifted. There are people who need healing, and they need God's power, and they need his just anointing to fall afresh on their lives. And that's what we're praying for today. We're praying for ministries. We're praying for souls to be revived. We are praying for revelations to be revealed. So without giving away everything that God is going to allow us to pray for, amen, we're going to go ahead and get into the ministry. I would like to read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. Praise God. Before we pray, we're going to listen to the late Reverend James Cleveland. As a child, I used to listen to Reverend James Cleveland over at my grandparents' house, and he had a profound impact on my life because he speak in his music. He was talking about faith, and he was talking about God and how God smiles on us. And so his music has really impacted my life a lot, and I really admire the late Reverend James Cleveland. And actually, I still listen to all of his CDs. Amen. And so he's alive and well within my soul. And but he has passed away on this earthly side. And so I want you to listen to this song, Where's Your Faith in God? As I said before, there are many things that's going on in this world, many people who are saddened, many people who are happy. But God speaks today, and he says something greater, is coming our way, something greater. We're preparing for something greater. And so if you've lost your faith, this is a good song to find your faith. If your faith is a little faded, this is a song that will brighten your faith. Amen. And so I want you to really listen to the words. And then after you listen to the words, we're going to go into prayer after that. And then after we go into prayer, I'm going to give you the announcements. And then I'm going to bid you farewell, amen, because this actually is the last show for the year. Amen. This is the last show for the year. The next time you hear the Afrita Love Show will be God's Will in 2016, if the Lord says the same. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to let you listen to Where's Your Faith in God by the late Reverend James Cleveland. And then I need you to position yourself for prayer, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and I believe in God. I believe He's a healer. I believe He's a deliverer, and He can set people free. He can liberate you. He can revive you, and He can cause great things to happen within your life. But you have to believe and trust in Him. So without further ado, I am playing Where Is Your Faith in God by the late Reverend James Cleveland. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com with your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
One was a backslider, and he's lost his faith in Christ. He began to tell the Christian about his experiences, and this is what he said. He said, "I've been so sick, in and out of the hospital, just from one sickness to the other." And the Christian said, "Tell me about it." And as they talked, the backslider said, "I don't even think I can get there." And the Christian said, "Where is your faith?" To please the Lord without faith. And he kept on talking. The backslider said, "I'm in trouble. I've got a case, and I'm going to court next week. I don't have a good lawyer to plead my case. And I'm worried. Don't know which way to turn." The Christian said again, "Where is your faith? You gotta learn how to trust Him. Tell me where is your faith?" "It's gone." They kept on talking. The Christian wanted to find something that would encourage the man. The man said, "And now I've been sick so long, I've lost my job." Christian said, "Let's talk about it." The man said, "Well, since I've been out of work and been sick, all my bills are past due." The Christian said, "I know what you're talking about. Where is your faith? Stretch out on your faith. Tell me where is your faith? Where is your faith in God?" Somebody listening to me know exactly what the man was going through. They kept on talking. The man said, "And just laying around with the wrong crowd and getting out of the church, I picked up a bad habit." Christian said, "Well, tell me about it." He said, "I think I'm hooked, and it doesn't seem like I can break free." The man said, "Don't you know God specializes? Where is your faith? Oh, bless God. Tell me where is your faith? Kept on talking. Christian was determined to give that boy some faith and some church. He said, "Well, my doctor bills have been so high from my sickness and my court case that I've run out of money. I don't draw no Social Security. I'm not on welfare. And I'm down to my last dollar." The Christian said, "That's what God wants to step in for you. Where is your faith?
Where is your faith in God? Now,
before I leave, maybe you're sick. Maybe you're going to court. Maybe your money's run out. Maybe you even have a habit that you prayed about it and it just does not seem like things are going to break for you. But I'd like to leave this with you just like the Christian told that man. Try your faith.
Oh, bless God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That is Where Is Your Faith in God by the late and the great Reverend James Cleveland. Amen. Amen. I'm starting your morning off with praying with love and power. I want you to get into a position of prayer. I know many of you are in bed. I am actually in bed, and God showed me this vision, and I want to take you through this simulation. Amen. If you could, and you don't have to, you can. There are two positions, amen. I am in bed and I'm on my pillow, and God says, rest your head on your pillow. And that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to come and rest upon him, amen. He wants us to rest upon him. He wants us to pray unto him. It's kind of like a baby in the chest of their mother and father, amen. It's kind of like a baby in the chest of their mother and father. He says, this is how precious you are to him. You can come and you can rest your head on him. I know that many people, I feel it right now. I know many people are sad. I know that many people are happy. Many people are thankful, and they just want the Lord to know that I feel it right now, amen. Praise God. And I just need for you at this particular moment to lay your head on your pillow. Amen. God says, don't worry about getting on your knees or anything like that, because God is this close. People just need to, they're tired. People are tired. People are going through the storms of life, and they just need to rest their heads on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm taking you through this simulation, and we're going to pray. I've never prayed in this position before as far as being on air. Amen. But many times when I'm in my bed, I pray unto God, or I talk to God, or I meditate to God. But we're going to pray unto God because I want to take you through this particular simulation. I know that some of you have lost some things, some of you have gained some things, and you're just going through a lot because this is the holidays and a New Year's coming up, and some people who started with you aren't with you, and you're just going through a lot. Amen. And so at this particular moment, I just want you to take time out to just put your head on your pillow, get comfortable, and I'm going to pray unto God. And I just want you to feel the power of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, wherever you are. And if you're, of course, at work, then please do not go find a pillow. Amen. But when you get home, go through this process. Replay this particular ministry and go through this process. I guarantee you, when you arise, God says, you will feel much better. Amen. Amen. We're going to listen to The Center of My Joy. And it may seem a little far away, but it's really not, because actually I have the phone very close to me at this particular time. And so we're going to pray unto God. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just blessing us to see another day, Lord. We realize and understand that this is the last day of the year. And, Lord, some people didn't make it and some people are still running. And we thank you, Lord, for both individuals, Heavenly Father. Both groups of people, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. There are so many people who are hurting, Lord. There are people who are depressed, Lord. There are people who do not know which way to go, Lord. But we come to you, Heavenly Father, right now, submitting those people unto you, Lord. asking would you be an angel in their lives, Lord. Would you lift them up, Lord. Would you wipe away their tears, Lord. And would you bless them to keep their eyes looking towards heaven's way, Lord, and their ears listening, Lord. And would you bless them as they arise to walk in their destiny, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person who's listening to this ministry right now, Lord. Bless their families and their homes. Bless their careers, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, as they lay their heads upon your chest, Lord, would they bring each burden that is holding and weighing them down, Heavenly Father, because we realize that many people are just tired. They're tired of the journeys, Lord. They're tired of the storms, Lord. But we know that we serve a true and living God, a God that is able to liberate and bring people up, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Heavenly Father? Would you continue to crown their heads from the top to the bottom? Would you heal any extremities, any kidney failures, any liver failures, any heart failures, Lord, if it's your will, Heavenly Father? Then, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out to continue to seek your strength and continue to be on your side and continue to know that you are God. Bless them to have a Lazarus moment, Lord, where they arise. Lord, call them by name, Heavenly Father, and bless them to arise out of their sick beds, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are going in the hospitals or thinking about going in the hospitals, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you heal them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to help them and give them strength each and every day as they anticipate, Lord, going into the hospitals, Heavenly Father, and being healed and being delivered and being set free and being made new, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless medical reports, Heavenly Father. Would you bless those to come out normal, Heavenly Father. And would you bless people to be able to move on with their lives and continue to serve you in spirit and in truth, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask you, would you bless those individuals who are in Missouri who experienced the floods, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you send your rhema down upon them, Heavenly Father, and help them, Lord Jesus, to come unto you because you are their only help, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord Jesus, we ask, would you bless the children all over this world, Lord Jesus, no matter how old they are, how young they are, how rich they are, how poor they are, where they come from. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you wrap your loving arms around them and keep them safe, Lord, and keep them in your care, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each person to be able to rest at night like they're resting right now, listening to this prayer, Lord. Help them to experience the peace that you're giving them right now that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Help them, Heavenly Father, to be able to look up unto you, Lord, and help them to be able to wipe away their weeping eyes, Lord, because we know that there is hope and belief in you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to bless the ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you continue to give us strength, Lord, as we anticipate the move of God, the mighty move of God, the shifting, Lord, and of the spirit and the spiritual realm, Lord. We ask, would you bless the prophets and the teachers and the ministers and the preachers, Lord, and would you bless those who may not know you and those who do, Lord. Then, Lord, I ask, would you have mercy, Lord, on all of those individuals who lost their lives this particular year and the past years, Lord. Would you preserve their souls for heaven, Lord? Would you save them, Heavenly Father? And then, Lord, we ask, would you bless the evil ones? Would you continue to fix their hearts and regulate their minds? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the churches, Heavenly Father? Bless them to continue to be open doors for people to come through, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask with the words that go out within the churches, not boomerang and come back void, Heavenly Father. We know that you are God and you're omnipotent and you're all-powerful and that you're mighty, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue, Lord Jesus, to strengthen us, Lord, in our weaker places, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to keep us safe, Heavenly Father, and keep us under your care, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, from day one of 2015 all the way up until now. We thank you for the past, the present, and the future, Lord. We are in agreement, Heavenly Father, that you are God, and besides you, there are none other, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we understand that you want us to bring all of our burdens unto you, Lord, and leave them there. And we ask, would you discipline our minds to do so? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those right now who are in the nursing homes who are listening? Praise God. Praise your name, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help them to get stronger and better, Heavenly Father? Would you bless each nursing staff who's taking care of patients, Lord, to treat them with dignity and respect, Heavenly Father, and to treat them like their own in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we summon and we beckon stubborn family members of these individuals who are in the nursing home and hospitals to come and visit their people, Heavenly Father. We ask for a liberation. We ask for a flock of people to come and surround those who do not have family and those who are in the hospitals, Lord, crying for their family members. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you liberate their feet and move them, Heavenly Father, in this transformational shift where they will go and be more supportive, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who have dropped the torch, those who want to give up, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless them to pick up their mantles and keep moving. Then, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, I ask, Heavenly Father, in Oklahoma City, would you bless the gentleman who's still missing, the country singer who's still missing, Heavenly Father. I'm asking in the name of Jesus, would you give those searchers eyes in which they will be able to find this young man, Heavenly Father. And we ask, whatever your will is, that we accept it, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless his wife and all of his family members, Heavenly Father, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, praise God. Then, Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that we just continue to pray one for another and uplift each other, Heavenly Father, in your name, Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless all of the new connects and the veteran connects and those who are coming on their way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the newness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the new approach, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to strengthen us, Lord Jesus, and help us to see and witness your glory in the name of Jesus, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, if we have aught against anybody, would you remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord? As 2016 comes up, Lord, we ask, would you fix our lips where we're speaking your praises, Heavenly Father? Would you bless our ears to hear of your goodness, Heavenly Father? And would you bless our eyes to see your glory, Heavenly Father? Thank you. Praise God. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our feet to be able to walk in the path of righteousness, Lord, because we know that you are God. Besides you, there is no other, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to heal us and strengthen us, Heavenly Father, and would you not let us go, Heavenly Father. We ask, will we continue to hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord, and help us, Heavenly Father, to be better vessels and to be instruments and to continue to speak your word and continue to do your word, Lord, and continue to rise up, Lord. And if we're down, bring us up, Heavenly Father. If we don't feel well, Lord, heal us, Heavenly Father. If we need to be delivered, deliver us. If we are enslaved, Lord, set us free, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And then those secret prayers, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, and would you help us, Lord Jesus, to continue to do your holy and righteous will. And now, Lord, as we arise from our pillows, Lord, and as we, Heavenly Father, come unto the notion that you are God and besides you there is none other, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you help us to be a new person and a new creature, because you said that if anyone be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, and old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, Lord, and we want to be new. We want to be new creatures, Heavenly Father. We want to be new people in your kingdom, Lord, and we just ask, would you continue to bless us and continue to help us, Lord, and continue to help us to keep running, Lord, even when we're tired. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we'll never relinquish from your sight, we asking, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom, Lord. We thank you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. That was "Oh Lord, How Excellent" by Mr. Walt Whitman. That was the instrumental version. I want to thank you all as the music is playing. I want to thank you all for tuning in on this morning to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Afrida Love Show. I know that you were truly, 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 truly blessed with this particular prayer and this particular ministry. Amen. And so I want to continue to encourage you to keep looking unto God, because God is the only one who can dry away your tears. He's the only one that can fill those voids of those people that are, who are missing, and he's the only one who can cause you to look up towards him, and he's the only one that can lead you to your destiny. Amen. And I pray for each person who's online this morning. I pray for your families. I pray for just everything that you're doing, whatever you're involved in. I pray for that, and I ask God, would he continue to bless you, and would he continue to take care of you, because we all need God. Amen. It's not one person who does not need God. Even the young people need God. God is calling roll. He's not just calling those who are seasoned. He's calling babies. He's calling youth. He's calling young adults. He's calling everybody. And it's time for us to really, really get serious about God and do his work. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you don't think it's cool to go to church or praise God. But it is, because when the going gets tough, that's who you're going to call on. Because God is the only one who's going to be with you, and your family, of course. But God is going to stick with you through thick and thin. And it's very important that we continue to believe and trust in God and what he can do. Amen. And so I want you to know that God loves you, and I love you, and your family loves you, and you just have to keep going. Amen. There are many things in life that may slow us down, but we serve a true and living God who can bring us back up. You know, there are many situations you don't want to be in, but God can take care of that too. But you have to believe. You have to trust in God. Amen. And you have to thank God. You have to thank him for everything, because God doesn't have to wake us up in the mornings. He don't have to do that. He doesn't have to give us our health and strength. He doesn't have to bless us to travel down the dangerous streets and byways. He doesn't have to bless people to come into our lives. He doesn't have to bless us to go into people's lives. He don't have to do it, but he does it. Amen? And God still loves us in spite of, because we're not perfect, but he still loves us regardless. Amen? And so as this song plays, I want you to think about that. God loves us regardless. He wants us to have great lives. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be up. He doesn't want us to be down. We know that there are going to be storms. We know that. But also there's sunshine too. And so if we don't ever experience those valley moments, then there is no way that we can appreciate our mountain experiences. And so it doesn't matter, as I said before, how old or how young you are. It's time now to begin to depend on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's time to trust our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because that's all that we have. Amen? Amen. And I hear James Cleveland in the background here, but that's okay, because I'm going to have to... Amen. Let's see how I did that. But I really want you to think about that as we get ready to play our last song and before the announcements. Amen. Hey. God is awesome. I didn't even know that was going to happen. But as that melody was playing, the late Reverend James Cleveland said some great things. And, you know, one of the things that he said is we're going to have to learn how to talk to God. Amen. We're going to have to learn how to talk to God because God understands. He understands everything that we are going through. He understands that. And so we're going to have to learn how to talk to God. Amen. Amen. We're at the point now where we accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have an opportunity. You have a choice to accept or reject. You are in your house right now. You're not even at church. You're in a very familiar place. You're at your house or you're in the hospital or you are somewhere listening to this particular ministry, and I thank you so much. And this is the time now to give your life to Christ. Amen. This is the last day of the year as I prepare this song. This is the last day of the year. The last day of the year, 2015. It's your decision to accept or reject the Lord. You've been listening to ministries, and I'm actually looking for this video here. You've been listening to ministries, you've supported ministries, but it's nothing like accepting God. Paying your tithes and offering is not accepting God. Amen? And so we must accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? It is time. The alarm is going off. Gabriel is blowing his trumpet. Amen? Praise God for sound. And praise God for being able to hear sound. We're going to let that keep playing. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours to accept or reject our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So at this particular time, I'm going to play the Yes, Lord by Bishop G.E. Patterson. And at this particular time, I want you to understand as I said before, and I continue to repeat it on purpose so that you can hear me, that it is your choice to accept or reject. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm looking here, trying to find... G. Patterson. And I want you to listen to this song and you decide. Okay?
Hallelujah. You got 10 seconds left. on you. There are 12 more of you. Somebody said, how do you stop the clock? Well, you know, even in football, when they make a touchdown. God knows how to stop the clock. Come on. There are 11 more. Come on, come on, come on. There are 11 more. There are 10 more. You got 5 seconds. All right, here's another one.
Man, that was the late Patterson, and as I said before, it's always yours to accept or reject our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. I have so much momentum in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because God is doing some wonderful things, and we're going to get ready for our announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or an easier way is to go to theafreedoloveshow.com and click on Love Radio, and whoop, there it is. You'll be right there. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, journalists, publicists, ministries, media, TV, film, everyone, lottie-dottie, everybody. If you have a positive message, please, please, please connect with Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to connect with you and have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for your family and all of your friends. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line. That means you're on one accord. Pray for them one by one. Call them name by name and call great things into their existence in the name of Jesus, and then pray for yourself, and don't forget to pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when we're praying, we have a lot of power, and because we have a lot of power, we're able to hide the words of God within our hearts so that we may not sin against God. Amen. In addition to that, I'm getting excited. In addition to that, pull out your calendars, get out your calendars, lighty dotty, everybody. Amen. February, God's will, February. The 20th, the Stellar Awards, the 18th through the 20th, the Stellar Awards, and they are honoring the gospel artist ministry. Amen. Be sure to mark your calendars, and it's happening in Las Vegas. Amen. We're bringing Christianity and gospel to Las Vegas. Amen. Praise God. And so be sure to mark your calendars for that huge, huge event. Amen. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Amen. In addition to that, let's go to the two web pages. If you click on alfreda.hubpages.com, that is alfreda.hubpages.com, you will see a few articles, amen, and I have to write more. In the spotlight, you'll see about last night, Mr. Steve Harvey and Miss Universe pageant. You'll see fashion models. You'll see television and TV shows. You'll see celebrities. You'll see effective presentations, teaching activism. You're going to see radio and media and things of that nature. I'm going to write an article about Mr. Bill Cosby, and I want you to know, I want you to be very aware that this is not a column or section where we downgrade people or we talk about people. This is a section in which we highlight their lives, these individuals' lives. So if you're looking for some juicy gossip or something to go talk about, amen, you're going to be talking about the Spirit of God and talking about the great attributes of people's lives, amen, because that's what God has called me to do. He's called me to uplift people, and he's called me and he's separated me, and that I write about the positive things. There are a lot of people who are writing great, juicy articles about negative things, but I'm writing about the positive things, and this is not turning a blind eye or turning your head to what's really going on. But God says that we should see the best in each and every person, because we're all sinners and we've all fallen short. And because we've all fallen short, we can't judge anybody. No one has that degree. God says he hasn't given that degree or that authority for us to judge. He says, but he has given us the authority to be truthful and honest in spirit and in truth, and to uplift his children, because we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter what color we are, where we came from, how rich we are, how poor we are. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. And so just think about it. Would you really put your brother and sister down? No. We all have flaws, but you're going to pretty much lift up your brother and sister, and you're going to say positive things about them. Amen? Well, that's how God wants us to be towards one another. He wants us to love one another and do unto others as they would have to do unto you, because guess what? It may be this person this time, but it could fall on someone else the next time. So we have to be very careful how we put these things out in the media, and we have to be very careful what we say and do, and treat everybody right, because you never know what may happen in this lifetime. Amen? Amen. So that's about the articles at alfreda.hubpages.com. Amen. Be sure to check it out. A lot of people actually visit this site. If you want to follow, you can follow. But if you just come here and read, that's still fine too. Amen? Amen. Now let's go to the big site. The big site. FredaLoveShow.com. This is where everything is going down. This is where everything is, amen? This particular site, and I want to go ahead and tell you a secret. We're working on a live radio play of gospel music. Oh, my goodness. We're working on that. And so God has blessed me where I'm working on that. I figured out how to do it. Praise God. And so within the next couple of days, maybe next week, you will see a radio station. When you click on AfritaLoveShow.com, it will play music. And, of course, we're going to have gospel music, and that's about all we're going to play is gospel music, inspirational music, instrumentals. And so many artists have submitted their MP3s and MP4s, and I thank you so much. And speaking of that, before we talk about this website, because I have a lot of new individuals and media and journalists who are on the line, speaking about this, if you want to submit your music, gospel music, only gospel music, please submit it to emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you can, put it in the format of an MP3. That way I can download it into my radio system so that I can transfer it online so that when individuals click on this site, somebody's music will be playing, and then it'll go to the next song with the artist's name, the next song, and that's how also the individuals can hear your voice as well. Amen? Amen. So God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Now, if you look at this homepage, you will see welcomeafreetoloveshow.com, and you will see many icons such as home, about the venue, location and contact, gospel artists, and all those great things. Then you will see Ruth Bradford, film and gospel, because that's what she's doing and that's what she's interested in. You just click on that blue button, one click will do it, and then you're right there at her page. You're at her home, the bio, the music, the calendar, the news, the contact, and the store. Amen, there are CDs. 99-cent a download. That's pretty good for some great gospel music. So be sure to support our ministries. Then, of course, you will see the number one gospel show, which it is. It totally is in this household. Amen. Then you will see the Love Radio. It only takes one click. Just click on it one time, and boop, there it is. You're right there at the AfritaLoveShow.com. If you want to follow, you can click the blue button under the picture icon where you see me sitting. You can click that, and you can actually sign up to follow. You don't have to have a radio station or anything like that, but if you want to receive updates when the ministry is coming on and things of that nature, then you can do so. Or, of course, you can just click on Love Radio. You can scroll down, and you can hear all of the particular segments that we've had on. For instance, if you click it now, you'll see live. And so when you click play, right, when you scroll down a little bit and click play, then you will be... You will hear my voice because I'm speaking right now because we're live. Amen? Speaking of speaking, then you will go down a little bit and you'll see a Need a Speaker button. If you need a speaker for education, history, radio, television, media, any type of speaker, motivational speaker like that, then you would click on that button and you would email me. And my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. And there is a bio as well. And I have many videos if you want to know a little bit more about me, okay? Love's interview. I had the opportunity to interview at the Hispanic Chamber. I thank them very much. I'm the last person on the interview. And so if you would, just listen to all of those great students and individuals before me and also listen to my particular interview as well as I spoke about the education and the radio and the community. Amen. Then the school tutorial site, that has to do with education, so if you need any type of those services, I'm also available. I have also two other people who are working with me on the school tutorial site as well. Now then, as I said before, make sure you should already have this on your calendars, February 18th through the 20th, Stellar Awards, amen. We are honoring those gospel artists, your favorite gospel artists, and we're honoring those songs that really minister to our soul. It's not a competition or anything. It's just an inspirational thing to say thank you. And so the Stellar Awards is just a thank you to those gospel artists, and it also shows how the fans support their music and how the fans feel about their music, the inspirational music. Once again, upcoming events, the Stellar Awards Show, February 18th through the 20th in Las Vegas. As far as this radio station, God is doing some great things. I don't even know where to start. I want to tell you about the radio station real quick because I have a lot of new people. This particular radio station is a spiritual ministry radio station. I do listen to also any type of clean secular music, and I love to support those artists as far as attending their events and placing their particular photos or things from their events on my website. I do, because I do listen to R&B. I listen to all types of music, clean music, and I love to support them as well because their music is a gift from God as well. And so I interview individuals of that nature as well But the main focus of this particular radio station is gospel music, and that's what I play, is gospel music. And so you'll find the Word of God, you'll find interviews with gospel artists, teachers, rappers, authors, ministers, writers, directors, visionaries, actors, actresses, and, of course, community leaders. And so if you would like to be on this particular ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And all I ask is that you send a picture and a bio, because I love to keep all of my interviewees on my page, and I like to promote you. So I need a picture and a bio, okay? The third little icon is Spiritual Guide on the Go. This particular guide allows us to perfect our walk with God. We're perfecting our walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It illustrates many individuals in the Bible who God chose, amen, to go on a journey with him. And you notice that God only had 12 disciples, but when he went to the cities, he had a multitude of people. Multitude of people followed him because God was so great and he was able to do miraculous things. So people wanted to know who this Jesus was, who was all up in their town. So people would come and see him, scores of people. Jesus was like a celebrity, but he only chose 12 disciples, right? So God says that all you need with anything you're doing is one yes. That's it. And God says, that's all you need. God only had 12 disciples, but when he traveled, many people wanted to know, who is this Jesus Christ? Who is this man who can raise the dead? And he had a lot of people following. Amen? So that's with that particular homepage. About the venue, as you know, this is an outlet for conversation with people from all over the world. Gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. The mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, politics. I capture events like award shows, school news. In addition to that, any type of media, film, I love to capture those events. I love to know about those events, and I love to network with people. I love people a lot. I love being around diverse and different people. I love to see you know, black Americans, I love to see white Americans, I love to see any type of individuals, country, in the country, doesn't matter, Japanese, Filipino, it doesn't matter. I love to interact with different people. And so the mission of this particular ministry is an outlet for conversation with all individuals, okay? As far as upcoming events, once again, it's the Stellar Award Show. If you look over here, God gave me the honor to be one of the media guests for the Stellar Awards, and I was able to meet some magnificent individuals who really love the Lord as much as I do, and I love to hear and see that. Amen. Then, of course, over here, let's go back to the left, some of those pictures from the Stellars, and then, of course, Miss Oprah Winfrey's event. Amen. And that was a blast. Wow. That was just a great, great, great workshop. So, artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Alfreda Love, AlfredaLove, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Amen. Be sure to email me as well. All right, location and contact. You already know this is an outlet. This is a radio station, but if you have a comment or review, please send it on this particular page. And you can put your name, your email, subject, and message, or you can contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists in the industry, this particular page shows many of the gospel artists. Please support their music. Amen. Support what they're doing. Of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, music.com. We're doing some things together, so please support her music. Check out her music. She has a great anointing on her life, and God is going to do some great things in her life. And not just her life, but all of the other artists as well. So please support their music or their radio stations. All right, some links here. All right, of course, there's SisterEddieRuthBradford.com again. Just click on it. Whoop, there it is. There is the radio station. Loves Comedy and Entertainment. If you click on that particular button, you'll be right at the site of Loves Comedy and Entertainment. And on this particular site, I usually post different things about the ministry, or I'll post different things about different gigs that's coming up or things that you can try out for. For instance, the Empire is having auditions in Atlanta, and also I have the ministry here, and I have a couple of pictures. And so I'm starting up this particular site as well. This is in addition to the regular Facebook page. Amen. This is just another another outlet because I have a lot of individuals on social media. LinkedIn is also another outlet. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, it's under Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, the same thing. But if you want to send me a message, you can do so under LinkedIn. Okay, and I have to speak to a couple of individuals. All right, great. I will get back with you in a couple of hours. Okay, and then if you go back, excuse me right quick because I've just lost my place here. If you click the back button, another icon is another site here. Let me go all the way back. Give me just a second. We can take a breather. Whew. Let me go back one more time. Okay. If you click the site again, Loves Media and Event Coverage, I'm going to cover the most hot topics, and then I'm going to give you some information about media and things of that nature and about the show. And there will be many different events that you will be able to see on this particular site, Loves Media and Event Coverage. Okay. The next particular icon, of course, is articles. These are articles we've written. You click on that button, you can see articles we've written. Then Loves Live Jesus Ministry, if you click on that particular button, you will see shows because this ministry is the Afrita Love Show, also the Love Live Jesus Ministry. And so I will let you know every time we come online. Okay. Then also we have the Spiritual Guide, of course, and that's the book, The Guide. And those, the book is designed for those who are on the go. Amen. And it's an easy read, and it's very informative. Meet Dr. Afrita Love. If you click on that button, that's my bio. Speaking topics, you click on this button, you will see the many speaking topics in the area of health, wellness, media, religion. You will see those speaking topics. The Author Corner, Love's Author Corner. These are some books. The most recent book would be Dear Mrs. Franklin, The Weight. All right, so be sure to look at those books. Health and Human Performance, once again, this particular little writing stands true. It holds true. It will never get old because we need to reduce stress and we need to move. All right, Gospel Artist Events. Of course, each time we have an event, we're going to place those events, especially dealing with Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, we're going to place those events on this particular page. If you would like to hear her vocals, her ministry, her just anointing, all you have to do, I made it very simple for you, is press this button here, turn it up a little bit. Hold on, being real slow today for some reason. You can turn it up a little bit. Give me just a second. We're going to play this CD before I see. My volume is not up. All right, anyway, you're gonna we're going to press this button. Hold on. You press this button here. That's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close to the Mirror. This particular song is, and it was, a great hit. And so, you know, connect with her, listen to her music. She's a very anointed woman of God. Okay? All right. Okay. So that's that. Then when we go to entertainment and television, then you're going to see all of my friends here. Wow. I just get excited every time I look at this page as well. You're going to see all my friends here in entertainment, and God is going to bless me. Wow. To just meet some wonderful, wonderful people. Man, I tell you what, I watch these shows and I love just entertainment and television because you learn so much. I mean, it's just like awesome. Okay, let me stop. R&B. We're going to add more R&B. As I said before, the R&B industry has a message as well. God has blessed them as well. Any talent comes from God. And so, yes, I support R&B. I listen to R&B, the clean versions, the versions that has messages. I listen to it. And so you're going to see some R&B. Matter of fact, you'll see a lot of R&B, and you'll see a lot of events as well. You'll see a lot of R&B because God is good and he blesses each and every person. And we're all sisters and brothers in Christ, and we're going to support each other. Amen? Amen. So for the guests and things of that nature, the next icon, I'm going to actually put the Afrita Love Show, the interviews that I have and segments such as this on this particular site. That way you can just AfritaLoveShow.com and you will be right at the site. You don't have to go to the blog talk and all that stuff. You can just come to AfritaLoveShow.com, press a button, and whoop, there it is. Amen? Amen and praise God. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking out your morning listening to the Afrita Love Show. It is very important that we continue to pray unto God and we continue to be encouraged. This is the last day of the 2015 year. We've had some great experiences. I've met some great people, and I'm so looking forward to the new people in my life. I'm looking forward to just being there for my family and helping my family and my friends. And I look forward to the newness. I've prayed unto God for some things, and God has answered, and God is going to continue to answer, but we have to hang in there. Amen. And so God is good. His ministry, I mean, it's just awesome. But we have to hang in there. God says, wait until your change comes. Amen. Amen. And so we continue to pray unto God. I continue to pray for each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, God's will, which is the new year. You take care of yourselves and each other. Ladies and gentlemen, this is AfritaLoveShow.com. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Thank you and bless you so much for listening. I love each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Thank you so much for tuning in. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.